The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Another beautiful Thursday is here, and we are grateful for the gift of life. Good morning and welcome to today's retirement segment of your favorite wealth class on radio, Stockwatch. To begin with, let's run through the activities on the floor of the Nigerian equity market yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on a bearish note as the all-share index depreciated by 0.12% to close at 39,204.52 points from the previous close of 39,251.29 points. The market capitalization declined by 0.12% to close at 20.426 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.451 trillion naira, thereby shedding 25 billion naira. An aggregate of 355.06 million units of shares were traded in 4,095 deals, valued at 3.2 billion naira. The market breadth closed firm as 15 equities appreciated in their share prices against 15 equities that declined in their share prices. Regency Assurance led the gainers with 8.51% growth, closing at 51 Kobo from the previous close of 47 Kobo. Universal Insurance, Sovereign Trust Insurance, and FCMB, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 5%, 4.17%, and 3.45%, respectively. Square led other price decliners as it shed 9.72% of its share price, closing at 1 Naira 30 Kobo from the previous close of 1 Naira 44 Kobo. Veritas Capital, Azza Mansard, and Champs PLC, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 8.70%, 5.68%, and 4.55%, respectively. HBNH traded about 86 million units of its shares in 102 deals, valued at 640.88 million naira. Access Bank traded about 71.07 million units of its shares in 441 deals, valued at 671.34 million naira. Universal Insurance traded about 22.32 million units of its shares in 37 deals, valued at 4.52 million naira. I'll go on a break now. I'll be back shortly. Do not touch the dial.
The Oracle is back!
Welcome back. Like I said before, we went on a short break. Our guest is in the house this morning. Good morning, ma.
Good morning.
Our audience would like to meet you, ma.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm a professional retired attorney. I'm a retired of Lagos State Government. I've been working for 35 solid years. I'm reaching the peak of my career. I'm a little bit above 60 years. An indigenous of Lagos State, a Yobu nation to be precise.
All right, ma. Thank you so much for that, ma. How was your day in active workforce like? Starting from the very first place you worked.
Well, like I told you, I spent my time living 35 years in the teaching service, and I enjoy every bit of it. I started in 1980, before I retired in 1985. And at the end of the day, I was very fortunate. I was fortunate to have worked in schools very close to my residential area. And then I worked in some schools, like, just to mention a few. I started my career in junior primary school. When I did my degree program, I was first associated with comprehensive high school, from there to Omoni Grammar School, Omoni. Then to State Senior High School, Ikeja, where I eventually retired in 2015.
As when you were given an option to stay longer in service, would you have taken it?
Let's look at it this way. In as much as I like to impart knowledge to other people, but I still like to give the upcoming generation opportunity to serve, to work. Because if people like us are given the opportunity to shine, well then what of the upcoming generation? It's going to affect them one form or the other. So I'd rather prefer them having the opportunity to also have the taste of it.
All right, ma. That's a good one. For most people, retirement comes to them like a shock. But for some people, they plan ahead for retirement. At what point did you start planning towards your retirement years?
Well, I don't see the reason why it should come to them as a shock. But maybe because of unseen circumstances, fear of what is in stock. Or maybe the financial aspect of things. But at least, once you start your work, definitely you know the day you are going to retire. So by the time you are getting towards the retirement age, like maybe going to 5, 4, 3, 2 years, you are trying to round up and planning on what you are going to embark on, so that you'll be able to have something else outside, because automatically the money will stop. And when the money stops, that's the EG. You have not collapse, you have to go on to something else. Thank you.
All right, ma. So what plans did you have before retirement came, that you things were going to be doing in retirement? What plans did you have?
Actually, before the retirement age, there was this degree and the cultural aspect that somebody introduced me to. You know, I don't take it as a serious matter, because at the time I was about to retire, about 2-3 years to my retirement time, one of my friends just came, and my pastor will be precise answer that. What do you want to be doing? So I said, well, I don't know for now, but I have the intention of going into PB. So that's a very good one. Now, into it into PB, and at the end of the day, I started it on the small scale. So when eventually I retired, I was able to do it at least to an extent, which I'm still doing right now.
All right, ma. I would like to take you up on that. Because the last guest we had on the program was also, he retired as a teacher, as a matter of fact, a principal in a secondary school. He said he had issues with combining, doing a little business by the side with the teaching job. So he felt like he couldn't combine the two together. Is that the case for most people? Like, they can't combine, when you're employed in the civil service, say for example, a teaching job, it's difficult until you retire before you really can start to do anything. Because for most people, they say, start before you retire, so that the business will be a little established before you retire eventually.
Yes. The person is actually right. If you really want to dedicate to the teaching job, it's not very possible for you to be able to combine. If you recollect, I said my pastor eventually reminded me, I had a plan before. Somebody told me, I never started that time. So when it was about 2-3 years for me to retire, he reminded me. So it was the one that was planting for me. Until I retired when I started it. But as at the time I was still in the active service, I never joined. I was returning money to him, he buy the stuff, the stock, made my return, and all those things. And on Saturdays, when I'm a little distance, I go and see what is on, or what was on going on. Until I retired totally, that I started going to the farm myself.
All right, ma. The piggery business, was that the only option you have, like the only retirement plan, or you had like an option B, just in case the piggery business didn't work out well?
You know, there must always be an option B. So like, if one falls, you can be able to pick up the other one. You don't put your eggs in the basket, what happens? So I have intention, if piggery does not work eventually, I intend to go into stores of foodstuffs, because I know there's no body that will not eat. Either locally or internationally, I have that in mind. So that I can be selling food, no matter how small it is, people will eat. And if you have the opportunity, you can at the same time take it internationally. Thank you.
So how is the piggery business, ma? Is it going as expected as the way you planned it?
Well, the piggery business is good. It's lucrative, but unfortunately, in 2020, when this COVID-19 was constructed, only God knows, maybe it was the COVID-19 that actually brought the swine fever. You know, we have swine fever. And swine fever that ravaged virtually all animals. So why people are dying for COVID-19, I'm telling you, our peace, I am telling you, it was as still it was for pharmacists and something. They were really trying to get some that a program that was supposed to be sold for maybe roughly 80,000. Come and see people in the farm, they are buying as little as 500 naira, 1,000 naira. Because as soon as they pick down them, you bring problem. You have to give them money to dig the hole for you, and then have to bury it. So as soon as people, the attendants find out that this thing is somehow, your people is not going to find out. Yeah, that's what people will come. Let's take it for 5,000, let's take it for 2,000. People that will have been going for 2,000, 100,000, the OGG. So, as at that time, as at 2020, we have not really been on our feet. We are still struggling up and down to make sure things are together.
For some of those animals that died due to that period, how were you able to like buy them back, or how were you able to forge ahead?
Fortunately, I had some. We call them Boa and Soas, mothers. So they did not die. I was one of the fortunate farmers. So, as at the time, subsided. We had some boys that met with the mothers, and at the end of the day, we were able to ask some winners. I know at that time, we were selling some winners for maybe 3,000-4,000 naira. But when the whole thing came up and there was no more animals in the farm, we just started selling farm and the winners were 10,000. So that made it possible for some of us, not everybody, for some of us to be able to get something out of it.
Wow, that's a good one. All right, man. Yeah. So apart from this piggy business that you do, what other things do you do with your retirement days? Like on a regular day, apart from going to the farm to check on the pigs, what other things do you do?
Like I said, okay, maybe I'm not going on that one. I like traveling and meeting people. So in some cases, if I'm opportuned, I'll just take permission from my husband and go out somewhere else and have my time with my cousins, my siblings, and so on and so forth. And I find international traveling just to relax. And then the top activity as well, I go out to engage myself.
Everybody say save towards retirement, save and start a business. Okay, for people who are earning this amount of money that is not enough to take care of their daily needs, what advice would you say to them, this current generation, how would you advise them towards retirement planning?
Well, I can understand. There's no money you take as a salary servant, as a civil servant, that you will eventually enjoy that will be made for you. No money, civil servant. It's as if it is clear and everybody knows. But what I just suggest for them is that they should manage with what they have. Even as at the time I retired, at least I think the salary has been upgraded to an extent. So do with what you have. Cut your clothes according to the materials available with you. And be diligent with your work. Because once you are diligent, go choose everything. And you know that's your reward. If it is for you to go, once you are able to get your shoe very close to your eyes, if you don't spend much on the transportation, the muscle you have, manage it off. Because I want to tell you, there's no way, unless they don't want to do the civil servant job again, there's no way you can combine your civil servant job with another work. Unless you're a trans. So, resume self-affecting and close self-affecting. So, what do you want to do? It's what you want to do. So I just tell them, manage what you have, continue praying, and be diligent with your work. There's a way God will rescue each and every one of us.
So, would you advise people to go into piggy business? Like, it's a lucrative one, right?
Yes, I can. I'm suggesting. I can advise. Because, you know, but there's one thing. You know, there's one thing you want to do, then you want to go first. Let the person pray about it. Is this my line? If God says it is, the person has a problem. It doesn't have a problem. So I can advise you to go into it.
All right, Ma, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for staying tuned as always. If you haven't sent in your question, do so quickly as we'll be treating them tomorrow morning. Send your questions as an SMS to 0703-134-1703. You can also call or send an SMS to the same number to be added to our Telegram platform. Until tomorrow, when I shall be coming your way again, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now.